Chapter 12, Introduction to Blank Spots by Nadia Lichtig. This chapter introduces the large installation by Nadia Lichtig called Blank Spots. It is an installation that includes light and sound lasting 28 minutes. Curator Sunny Kerr's commentary about the artwork can be found in Chapter 15 or as a printed label on the wall.
As you move towards this stop, perhaps you notice the soundscape of breathing, or a chorus of voices. Welcome to Nadia Lichtig's multimedia installation, Blank Spots. Right now, you are positioned close to a low square pedestal in the center of the room. If you recall, we described the gallery as in the shape of a sideways L. The part of the gallery where Lichtig's artworks are located is in the small arm of the L, but it feels like the biggest room because it has a two-story high ceiling. The room is almost 15 meters long and 7 meters wide. Blank Spots is on the floor in front of you. It is composed of 6 squares of cream-colored canvas, laid out to form a large rectangle. Each square is about 2 by 2 meters, so the entire work is huge, over 3 by 5 meters. The squares of canvas are displayed on an ankle-height wood platform, with 6 spotlights hanging overhead, one above each square. It has the feeling of a stage in a theater. The spotlights cast light directly on the squares of canvas intermittently, illuminating several at a time, softly blinking on and off in sync with the breathing and singing. Each square of fabric has a different pattern, though the color scheme is similar, shades of brown, some darker and some lighter. 2 squares feature a pattern made from lines of short dashes. These were done using a technique called frottage, French for rubbing. When you were a child, did you ever make a rubbing of a leaf using a crayon and a piece of paper? This is the same action Nadia used, though she has imprinted the pattern of the texture of a floor, perhaps pebbles or small bricks, using graphite. On other squares, the markings are more random in size and look like blotches or creases in the fabric. Different hues of brown overlap on the cream color of the canvas. These are stains created by the artist, who use the fabric and cleaning liquids to hand wash floors. But not just any floors. The artist chose locations where a crime has occurred, in places like Bremen and Berlin in Germany, Aix-en-Provence and Montpellier in France, and Zamość and Poznań in Poland.
Move to the next stop on the tour, about 10 meters away. There will be a wall on your left and the low wood platform on your right. Play chapter 13 when you arrive at the stop.